A throng of thousands pressed right up to the steps of the Supreme Court. They cheered and jeered as the litigants walked out following the arguments that lasted 2.5 hours. April DeBoer and Jane Rouse attended the arguments, the culmination of their challenge to Michigan's same-sex marriage ban, which morphed into a challenge to every same-sex marriage ban in the country. Rouse told a group of supporters that the couple is optimistic now and looking ahead.
April and I do not have plans at the moment, so if there are wedding planners, anybody want to put some food together?
Then one of their attorneys, Dana Nessel, stood up to speak.
Are you ready for marriage equality in Michigan? Yeah. Yeah. And throughout the United States?
Yeah.
And I have one more question to ask. Alana McGuire, if 5 out of the 9 justices at the Supreme Court agree, will you be applicant number 2 for the state of Michigan for a marriage license?
Yes, I will.
That's right, she said yes. John Bursch is the former Michigan Solicitor General who argued the state's case. He is also feeling optimistic. He says the justices seemed open to his argument that the case is not about marriage, but how the country will handle changing attitudes on the subject. He says people can disagree on what marriage is or ought to be.
That's not animus. It's not wishing ill on anybody, but it's something that we should all sit down and dialogue about further.
Which is what the Supreme Court justices will now do until they come up with a decision. Meanwhile, in Michigan, Republican state lawmakers are also looking ahead to a time when same-sex marriage just might be legal. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Washington.
And I'm Jake Neer in Lansing, where a state Senate panel heard testimony on a bill that could shape how business owners who oppose same-sex marriage might respond to a decision by the Supreme Court. The proposed Michigan Religious Freedom Restoration Act is meant to protect religious practices from government interference. There were plenty of empty seats in what was expected to be a packed committee room. Some speculated many people rallying outside the Supreme Court would have otherwise been in Lansing. Jamie Contreras of Oak Park says she and her wife Krista decided against traveling to Washington so they could share their story.
Unfortunately, we can't be in D.C. with friends and celebrating progress for the country. You know, instead we're here making sure our state doesn't move backwards.
The Contreras family was recently in the news when a Metro Detroit pediatrician refused to treat their 6-day-old daughter because they are a same-sex couple. They fear the bill would give businesses more power to discriminate against families like theirs. Krista Contreras.
We are not asking for special treatment, not at all. We are simply asking to let our daughter grow up in a state that respects and protects her rights just as much as everyone else's.
The bill is similar to legislation that recently sparked heated controversy in Indiana. A number of businesses and local chambers of commerce in Michigan worry the same could happen here. The bill's sponsor admits people have tried to use similar laws to discriminate, but Republican State Senator Mike Shirkey says those attempts never hold up in court.
The improper use of RFRA, and it can be improperly used, as a grounds to discriminate, has a clear an undeniable history. In over 20 years of federal and many states' experience with RFRA laws, in exactly 100% of the cases where RFRA was used to defend an individual's effort to discriminate, it has failed without exception.
But the bill may already be stalled. Governor Rick Snyder has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk without added LGBT protections. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.